Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to the next episode of Peace of Mind Makers podcast. I have my first guests here today, Alex and AJ. Welcome.
Hello.
What's going on?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, super excited about this.
I know, this is surreal. I feel like we're live, but we're not. So
seriously, I think it's so cool to like be able to meet and support you on your podcast after working together.
Yes.
Like this is such a cool like 360 full circle type of moment for us.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's why I was so excited I could have you guys, especially as my first guest, because it's definitely full circle. The journey is great. And the podcast is something I know I had like stewing in the background. Yeah. Of like, eventually I want to get to this point. So
for sure.
And it's yeah. just about a year after we started. Almost
that
to
is
the
crazy.
I don't know yeah. what the actual date was. I should have looked it up, but I know it was like the week before I got the RV, which is like in a couple of weeks. So
that is so wild.
That's amazing.
Divine timing. Honestly.
I know, literally. We're here to celebrate an anniversary literally. And celebrate like new beginnings. And oh man, this is so
and
cool.
how far you've come. And right? just like literally watching you accelerate like crazy in the 4 months that we worked together, and then watching you accelerate continuously outside of the mentorship. Mm-hmm. So
well, yeah, it's that is a good way to actually transition, because celebrating all of this, even though I'm blushing because I want to celebrate you guys and all of the amazing just foundation you have helped me build to get to this point, which is these 4 points that you bring up right in the beginning of your mentorship program. And actually, before we get into all that, I just want to give you guys a proper shout out. So you can look up this wonderful duo for your own coaching inquiries on Instagram, themissinglink.ca. And there's a link tree in the bio, which has either resources for like self-guided kind of, if you're not ready to take on a mentorship program, but you still want to kind of dip your toes in and see maybe what's going to be most useful for you. I thought that was really cool that you guys have that. I was just
Thank
checking
you.
It out. And if you are ready for two-on-one mentorship, that is also available. Or they also have a 90-minute call. Right?
Yeah, the deep dive.
The deep dive.
Which, you know, I love deep dives, so.
Oh, yeah. A lot can happen in 90 minutes, that's
yeah,
for sure.
No kidding.
For sure.
Lots of realizations, lots of golden nuggets in 90 minutes, so.
Definitely. I know, we've had some 90-minute calls, I think, that were.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. Especially sure. in a new moon or, like, anything that's going on with that, so that's super
anything
cool.
Anything that had to do with astrology, those calls were, like, we're like, we have all the time in the world. Let's talk.
mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So that is available to anyone who wants to check it out publicly. Just, you're not private. So there you go. Cool. And
you.
Yeah, even though you have like, I was kind of snooping on the like entry form or the application rather for the mentorship, and the questions are like huge, like really kind of like life-changing questions, like what are some of your biggest challenges in life right now? If you could jump into the future, what would you say is holding you back from doing that? Like, whoa, I remember when I was filling these out, I was like, we're gonna tackle all this, like how, like mm-hmm. which is huge, especially if you're like not sure where you're at in life, or you want to like maybe start your own thing or your own business. Like it's overwhelming, and you might not even be ready for like a business coach yet, which is kind of where I was at, which is just like really cool that you guys frame it all like that. But then when you first start the program, we have these 4 points, which are like so simple and almost like self-evident. You're like, oh yeah, well I do this stuff already. But mm-hmm. I think like, okay, so number one is gratitude. So we're always expressing gratitude. Like the thing about always doing it is we're always doing this when it's the most convenient for us. Yes. So number two is goal setting. Also, you know, when it's convenient, when things are going well, we do these things. Decluttering or maintaining a clean space and practicing mindfulness. So I just want to know, like, first of all, if you guys want to just say anything about that in general, go for it. But I wanted to ask, like, did you come to define those 4 points, like, through just observing your own habits, or was it like through instruction, or was it just like the combination of both of those things?
Really good question.
Yeah. So
diving in?
Yeah, I'll dive in just a second. So just to talk, we'll talk to this in 2 points. We'll talk to the before the program, the entry form, because that is like a key factor to how we go about the four pillars, because the four pillars are ever changing within the course of our mentorship. But we'll talk about that in just a second. The before the program, those questions are put there for the same reason that, I guess for the reason that we want to make sure that we know where you're at just as much as you know where you're at. So we can only go as far in the program as you're willing to tell us.
If that makes, you're aware, like your personal awareness of where you're actually at.
So the questions are there to help us have an understanding, setting boundaries, setting the groundwork to like, okay, this is where, you know, Erin is, for the example, and this is where she wants to go. This is what her holdbacks are. This is what, you know, she's looking to accomplish in the next 12 months. How can we insert the missing link to help her bridge this gap?
Totally.
And then going into the program, having a discovery call, we get an opportunity to, as a collective, talk about all this and thus literally put the formula together to say, okay, this is what we're going to go over first, this is what we're going to go over second, and slowly but surely, 1% at a time, make the changes so that you are going from who you are to who you want to be, but enjoying the process the whole time.
Totally.
And then, now you can
perfect segue. So basically, as AJ was saying, all of the pillars are completely customized. So the foundation of them stays the same. Everything that you just listed stays the same. We actually added another pillar. Shout out to boundaries. That's a really important one. But to answer your question, each of these pillars is so important at any point in anybody's journey. So we realized as we were going through our own personal journey before we even started coaching that like these were the pillars that allowed us to feel confident and have clarity in where we are and where we're actually going. So basically we looked at our own journey, and if we were ever feeling off, or if there was ever a moment of like, something doesn't feel right, I need clarity, we go back to the pillars and we start there. Typically, if something is a little out of whack with those pillars, that's a really great place to start to reground yourself before trying to even achieve any sort of goal. We always say that these pillars are literally like the pillars that hold up a house. Mm-hmm. And you can build a condo, you can build whatever you want to build, but if your foundation is shaky, if there's a crack in your foundation, you are going to run into an enormous amount of problems going forward. Mm-hmm. So we consistently come back and check these pillars. And like, to kind of answer your question a little more, you know, everyone always talks about gratitude. Everyone talks about having goals and this and that, but like to actually customize it to something that works for you and something that's going to be sustainable for you long-term and adapt as you adapt and grow, that is where we come in to help you set that foundation.
Mm-hmm. We do our best to get you aligned as much as possible. Someone told us one day, and it was so funny, they called us like the mindset chiropractors. And it made so much sense, because like we really do our best to like not crack, but like to put you in place so that your body is functioning at its peak performance and that you are fully aligned with your true potential.
Totally. So little adjustments.
Yes, exactly.
And that's often all anybody needs. Like, you know, we stand very clear in the fact that nobody needs fixing. You just need little adjustments here and there, whether it's in your patterns, in your habits, in your day-to-day mentality of how you think about yourself and your audience. And all you need is little adjustments 1% at a time, mm-hmm, to build this really cool and solid foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the foundation analogy, because really have to, you know, take the personal responsibility, like if you own a house, to be doing regular maintenance and checking up, and not just taking for granted that everything is just untouched and not needing any attention, you know?
Yeah, like ignorance is bliss. Like, oh, whatever happens, happens. You got it.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like you did with the RV. Like, you took the RV in for maintenance because you were like, I want to make sure that this is running at peak capacity. Like, we're all just RVs driving through this half of life.
I personally was drawing that parallel in my mind because that's a huge thing that I've learned from owning an RV is that it's not something you can take for granted that things are just going to function properly. Like, it literally is a home on wheels. Totally. It's more, you know, it needs more than just a normal vehicle, which already most people like take for granted that everything's going well until it just isn't, you know? And then you're like, oh, now I have this huge car bill, you know? So that analogy too, but yeah, it's just, it requires constant maintenance of, not even constant maintenance, but constant awareness of when things are going to need attention and when you're going to have the opportunity. And that's the clarity too, is what I really get from checking in on these pillars. Like, I'm really glad you brought that up, because even today, you know, I was a little anxious about everything going right. And I was like, oh, hopefully this doesn't go wrong. This doesn't go wrong. And I'm like, I need to just clear my mind and I'll just like do a couple of dishes and I'll declutter my space a little bit. And I went and updated my calendars because it's first of the month. So I still go back to these things all the time. Every time I do, I feel even more confident. You know, it's not something that you outgrow because like, oh, I'm so good. I'm like, you know, it doesn't work.
Yeah,
like
I don't need to check on these things.
We anymore. To this day still go through that. Yeah. Like, they are our grounding pillars. As much as we apply them with our clients and our members, we go through the same pillars. Like, I love the saying, with every new level, there's a new devil. Like, I love that saying, because what that means is you have the opportunity in every level that you're growing, just like you, you've applied these pillars to every new version of yourself that you thought, okay, I want to get to this version of myself. And then you get here like, okay, I see the next step. And then I see the next step. But in every one of those steps, there's a new challenge or the new devil or whatever you want to label it as. But the cool part about these four pillars is that you, five pillars now, is that you have the opportunity to insert the pillars to this version of yourself, and you're going to get a different answer every time, which is thus showing you, okay, this is how grounded I am. This is my foundation. This is how I'm going to move forward. And it's so affirming to know that, okay, these are my next steps and I'm able to figure it out on my own with the guidance of these four tools or four pillars, whatever you want to call them.
So, yeah, very well said. Now that you guys labeled it as like a part of the accountability calendar, which like I personally love labeling it as accountability because I don't have a problem with that. I love accountability. And I feel like it's super useful, but I feel like sometimes people have this weird negative connotation with like they just know that they are lacking, you know, in some way of they want to be accountable, but they just know they aren't. So they don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of intimidating, I guess. So I also love that you labeled it as like tools kind of for personal awareness. I really love that label as well, because like who doesn't want personal awareness? That's something that everybody I feel like can jive with. So maybe that'll be the title for the episode.
Absolutely. I think for today, that would be amazing. That would fit so well. Just going off that, making one other point, like no matter what level or stage of your life that you are in, the more personal awareness that you have, the more grounded you can be. So if you want to continue accomplishing these goals and you have things that you want to work towards, if you have personal awareness to know what is working, what is not feeling good, and being able to make those necessary adjustments, it's going to just get you that much further, no matter what level you're at.
Mm-hmm.
definitely. Sorry, I think the video lagged a little bit there, but
that's okay.
Just gonna roll authenticity.
Yeah, exactly. This is the true
this is not scripted
things that this happened with technology. Deal. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
I also wanted to just kind of go off of that because you guys said that you still obviously go back to these pillars yourself all the time. Have you found that like building these habits and continuously relying on them has actually helped you create more self-confidence that is needed to strengthen your intuition? I think that kind of goes along with personal awareness too. Like you're saying, that's why it's important. I think intuition ties into that as well.
Totally. So to answer your question 100 times, yes. Knowing when these pillars feel off, like only talking about the pillars, not even anything outside of the pillars right now. Knowing when these pillars feel off is you trusting your body's signs and signals. So typically, even if you can't really see on the external that, like, you know, your room is messy or whatever, there's probably something within these pillars that you can adjust. And it's a feeling that you get, you know, once you become more like well-rounded in this practice, once this practice starts to feel like second nature, you know, we don't have a personal accountability calendar because we base it off of our feeling. So if we are feeling off, that is the intuitive nudge to say, hey, you should go check on those pillars. And from that point, to me, intuition literally just means trust in the signs and signals that your body is telling you and taking action on those to continue building more trust and intuition. It's literally like this stepping stone that you build choice after choice and realization after realization. So 100%, I think that literally all these things tie in together so beautifully. Mm-hmm. And thus more confidence. You know, to me, trust in yourself is confidence. I know you said confidence. I wanted to make sure to throw that in.
And going back to accountability, like Alex said, we don't use the accountability calendar now because we're so used to listening to what we're feeling and the signs and signals our body's telling us to go back and kind of resurface everything, resurface our pillars. But for someone who doesn't have that feeling yet, or someone that doesn't know just yet, that's, you know, insert accountability calendar here. And what that allows you to do is every week, if you're using it on a daily or weekly basis, it allows you to check in with yourself. Did I do these things? Did I accomplish these things? And at the end, it gives you an opportunity to celebrate because of how many, you know, check marks you get or what your score is by the end of the week. So it's really cool. Like, you can be as intuitive as you want, or you can be not as intuitive as you think you are. And you can use something like this as a tool to help you recognize these feelings. So you have the opportunity to say, oh, wait, something's kind of off. Let me go back.
The calendar, the checklist.
Or the checklist, or however you want to label it. But yeah, I think like it plays on both ends. So you can be, again, one or you can be the other, but it works in all fashions.
Yes.
And I think it's just amazing that it works on such a simple level like that too. Or like even earlier, I just like was feeling a little anxious and off. And like, as soon as I just cleaned up a few things, I felt a lot better. Like it can be as simple as that, or it can be lead you to really complex realizations. Like you said, like totally. I have had moments, you know, after the mentorship program was over. So like after I'd already been basically tracking and keeping up with making sure I was doing this consistently with the help of you guys for 4 solid months, which is definitely enough to build a habit. I think that's been established by many different, you know, people officially, you know. So, you know, there have been times after that point where I know that I have these habits to rely on, but they're still not getting me to the point of clarity. I'm like, something is still off, but I know that I've checked off all those things. So that means something else is going on that's not being addressed, that's deeper than those like foundation pillars, which I know I've taken care of. So it can still give you that, like, you know, trust in yourself, and, you know, intuitively, then you're like, oh, I'm realizing something right now that wasn't like just super obvious right in front of me. It's like you had to have that foundation built first to like reach those next level realizations. So
totally. You almost have to clear like the fog or the mess that's kind of in front of you, the things that you can tangibly make a difference of in order for these other potentially deeper things to actually come to the surface and show themselves. And without going into too much detail, the fifth pillar of boundaries significantly covers a lot of these like deeper realizations, which is really 100%. Cool, because just to, you know, call a spade, make a really generic statement, like a lot of times if you are feeling something that's deeper than decluttering, gratitude, goal setting, deeper than all of those things can solve on the surface, it's often a boundary thing where you have either overstepped your own boundary, you have allowed someone to overstep your boundary, or your energy is literally leaking in places that you can't even see or find until you really think about it. So pillar number five, come on down.
That's and that just magic right there.
On top of all of what Alex just said, it was so perfectly said, but on top of that, that's why the 2-for-1 mentorship opportunity is like super key, because like, okay, you get the feminine energy, you get the masculine energy, and then you get your energy as a member. And then we combine the three of them and literally make everything possible for you. So totally. Like whether it's the magic in the calls or whether it's the foundation of the, of our course, of our online program, it's the combination of everything that really matches everything together.
Literally all missing links coming together. Yeah. We're going to be like cheesy about it.
That's what it's all about. I love that. So, I mean, you can't get much cornier than peace of mind makers, I feel like. So
it all matches.
I love it.
It's a name that somehow nobody else had thought of. So obviously it's needed. That's my theory. And
it was meant for you.
Just like the missing link. You're like, oh,
yeah.
It's meant to be yours.
Something that we obviously need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got it. Couldn't agree more.
Well, if there's anything else you guys wanted to mention about this topic right now, I feel like we covered pretty much everything I had in my notes.
Nice. I feel pretty complete with it. I definitely just, for anyone who's listening right now, final words, I would say, if there is something that has been feeling a little bit off with you, go back to the beginning of this episode, look at some of these pillars and see if you can make adjustments to enhance your own self-awareness. And if you need a little bit of help, give us a call.
There you go. That is amazing. Wow. What a perfect
I think it's way. Perfectly said.
Yeah. Perfect way to wrap that up. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate this more than I can even put into words. We have another episode coming. The kind of building off of the last question of, you know, building intuition. And then basically by the end of the mentorship program, how I started applying that newly built skill. And I can't wait to discuss that.
Looking forward to that one.
Yes. Stay tuned, everybody, and get ready for some magic on that one too. We're going deep in that one.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah. We've laid the foundation. So now we can build on it. There's the corniness again.
I love it.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much. That wraps up this episode of the Palmcast, and we will see you guys next time. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.